Fulcha, and welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, bringing you the best Celtic music from around the world. This is your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. Well, we're making our way towards St. Patrick's Day, and now we're going to feature you with Irish Songs of Rebellion right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
William stormed your place and sent you to the Farron. Gray said victory was sure, that soon the fire and he'd secure, until he met at Glenmalure with Fiach McHugh O'Byrne.
Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Fiach will do what Fiach will dare. Now Fitzwilliam, have a care, for falling is your star low. Up with halberd, out with sword, on we go, for by the Lord Fiach McHugh has given the word, follow me up to Carlow.
The swords of Clanamal go flashing o'er the English pale. See all the children of the Gael beneath O'Byrne's banner. Rooster of the fighting stock, would you let an English cock crow out upon an Irish rock? Fly up and teach him manners.
Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Fiach will do what Fiach will dare. Gael Fitzwilliam, have a care, for falling is your star low. Up with halberd, out with sword, on we go, for by the Lord Fiach McHugh has given the word, follow me up to Carlow.
From Tysegger to Clonmore there flows a stream of Saxon gore. Oh, great is Rory O'Gomore at sending the loons to Hades. White is sick and clay has fled, and now for Black Fitzwilliam's head we'll send it over dripping red to Queen Liza and her ladies.
Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Fiach will do what Fiach will dare. Now Fitzwilliam, have a care, for falling is your star low. Up with halberd, out with sword, on we go, for by the Lord Fiach McHugh has given the word, follow me up to Carlow. Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Fiach will do what Fiach will dare. Now Fitzwilliam, have a care, for falling is your star low. Up with halberd, out with sword, on we go, for by the Lord Fiach McHugh has given the word, follow me up to Carlow.
Thank you.
Hey, this is your host, Mark Gallagher. And this hour on Celtic Cafe, we're marching towards St. Patrick's Day in March. Yes, indeed, folks. And there we have some Irish Rebellion songs. All this hour on Celtic Cafe, they're an integral part of Irish music. So we thought we'd feature an entire hour of Irish Songs of Rebellion. We opened up there with Brian Boru's March. Now, Brian Boru united all the Irishmen from all around Ireland in 1014 and defeated the Vikings in Dublin. Unfortunately, he died at that particular battle. And next, we moved on to Fiach MacHugh O'Byrne. And in 1580, he fought in the Desmond Rebellions against the Desmonds, who were Elizabeth's agents in Ireland trying to thwart all of the Irish clans. And we ended up there with O'Sullivan's March, who in 1602, the O'Sullivan Bear from Cork, after the loss of the Spanish Armada off Kinsale, he marched his soldiers and his people all the way up to Donegal. Well, we're going to keep an entire hour here, as I said, of Irish Rebellion music, and the 1798 Rebellion is next on our list. And we've got Ron Cavanagh here to tell you all about the United Irishmen and 1798.
Following a series of severe famines between 1740 and 1770, a century of sectarian division and serious agrarian tension, the Lord Lieutenant Townshend described Ireland's peasantry as amongst the most wretched people on earth. The American War of Independence and French Revolution both showed what could be achieved by united peasant resistance and revolt. In 1791, in response to Britain's divide-and-rule tactics, the United Irishmen were formed in Belfast as a multi-denominational pressure group for parliamentary reform. They were led by a young Protestant lawyer from Dublin named Wolfe Tone, who recognised at an early stage that the revolution in France had changed in an instant the politics of Ireland, and concluded that England's difficulty was Ireland's opportunity. When England and France resumed war in 1793, the United Organization was declared illegal in an attempt to thwart any Irish collusion with the French. However, by 75, the United Irishmen had regrouped as a secret society with a less political and increasingly revolutionary ideology, as Tone set about rallying the promised French aid. Following a failed French landing at Bantry Bay in December 96 and subsequent reports of a fresh invasion force being assembled by Napoleon, almost all the United leaders were arrested following betrayal early in 1798. The fragmented revolt which occurred over the following months was not so much a nationwide rebellion for national liberation as a small series of local, generally unconnected risings. The brutal reprisals by Crown forces for support or sympathy with the United movement following various failed actions in Leinster were particularly savage in the counties of Kildare and Wicklow. At Dunlavin on May 24th, following a false confession by a villager demented by horrendous torture, a group of over 30 innocent paraders led by the local pipe band were arrested on the day of the local fair, marched to the fairgrounds and executed without further investigation. The people of South Leinster, already terrified by daily floggings and house burnings of all suspected United sympathisers, now rose up at Boulevogue and Oulart and County Wexford under the leadership of a local priest, Father Murphy, at the end of May. The Wexford Rising disregarded all United notions of non-sectarianism and was instead a savage contest between Crown forces with Protestant loyalist support and Catholic peasants. On June 21st, armed with little more than pikes, the rebels were defeated by General Lake's artillery and cavalry at Vinegar Hill. Meanwhile, in the northern county Antrim, the planned United Rising was undermined by lack of strong leadership, as was the resistance in neighbouring County Down. The leaders of these failed efforts, Henry John McCracken and Henry Munro, were both executed, as were large numbers of their followers. Finally, the French landed 2 months too late with a small army in County Mayo. After some initial success due more than anything else to surprise, they were heavily defeated at Ballinamuck, where despite surrendering under a flag of truce, hundreds of prisoners were slaughtered. So, through poor organisation and coordination of rebel forces, ill-timed and inadequate French aid and immensely superior Crown strength, the 1798 rebellion failed. Nevertheless, it was a vital turning point in Irish history as the concept of an independent republic now became the dominant aspiration of future Irish nationalism.
To be at the old spot by the river, quite well known to you and me. One more word for signal token, whistle out the marching tune. With your pike upon your shoulder, by the rising of the moon,
by the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon.
With your pike upon your shoulder, by the rising of the moon. From many a mud wall cabin, eyes were watching through the night. Many a manly heart was beating for the blessed warning light. Murmurs rang along the valleys to the banshee's lonely croon. And a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon,
by the rising of the moon,
by the rising of the moon. And a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon. Singing river, that black mass of men was seen. High above their shining weapons flew their own beloved green. Death to every foe and traitor, whistle out the marching tune. And our army boys of freedom at the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. For the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon.
With your pike upon your shoulder, by the rising of the moon,
by the rising of the moon,
by the rising of the moon. And a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon,
by the rising of the moon,
by the rising of the moon.
For the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon,
at the rising of the moon.
The sun was setting o'er the bright May meadows of Chevalier. A rebel hand set the heather blazing and brought the neighbors from far and near. Then from old Kilcarmack spurred up the rocks with the warning cry. Arm, arm, he cried, for I've come to lead you, for Ireland's freedom we'll fight or die. Led us on against the coming soldiers and the cowardly yeomen we put to flight. 'Twas as boys of Wexford showed Brookie's regiment how men could fight. Look out for hirelings, King George of England, search every kingdom where breeds a slave. For Father Murphy of County Wexford sweeps o'er the land like a mighty wave. At Vinegar Hill or the pleasant Slaney, our heroes vainly stood back to back, and the oaths at Tullow took Father Murphy and burned his body upon a rack. God grant you glory, brave Father Murphy, and open heaven to all your men. The cause that called you may call tomorrow in another fight for the green again.
Oh, see the fleet-foot hosts of men who speed with faces wan. From farmstead and from fisher's cot along the banks of Ban, they come with vengeance in their eyes. Too late are they. For young Roddy McCorley goes to die on the bridge of Tuam today. Up the narrow streets he steps, smiling proud and young. About the emerald on his neck, the golden ringlets clung. There is never a tear in his blue eyes, both glad and bright are they. As young Roddy McCorley goes to die on the bridge of Tuam today. When he last stepped up that street, his shining pike in hand, behind him marched in grim array a stalwart airless band. For Antrim town, he led them to the fray. And young Roddy McCorley goes to die on the bridge of Tuam today. There is never a one of all your dead more bravely fell in fray than he who marches to his fate on the bridge of Tuam today. True to the last, true to the last, he steps the upward way. And young Roddy McCorley goes to die on the bridge of Tuam today.
There you have it, three songs there for the Rebellion of 1798. And it's been 225 years since that rebellion took place. And we heard there from the High Kings with The Rising of the Moon or Wearin' of the Green, then Patty Riley with Bull of Vogue, and finally from the Makeham Brothers, that was Roddy McCorley. After that particular rebellion, Thomas Moore, who was a student at Trinity, who had lost some classmates, wrote the following song. And the song is The Minstrel Boy. Another failed rising took place in 1801. Its leader was a man by the name of Robert Emmet, Bold Robert Emmet. He was caught and drawn and quartered and hung. And here's Patchy Watchong to tell us.
The struggle is over and the boys are defeated. Old Ireland surrounded with sadness and gloom. We were defeated and shamefully treated, and I, Robert Emmet, awaiting my doom. Hung, drawn and quartered, sure that was my sentence. Soon I will show them no coward am I. My crime is a love of a land I was born in, a hero I've lived and a hero I'll die. A barge lay at anchor waiting to take me over the billows to the land of the free. But I must see my sweetheart, for I know she'll cheer me, and with her I will sail far over the sea. But I was arrested and cast into prison. tried as a traitor, a rebel, a spy. But no one can call me a knave or a coward. For a hero I've lived, and a hero I'll die. So hark the bells tolling, I well know its meaning. My poor heart tells me it is my death knell. In come the clergy, the warden is leading, and I have no friends here to bid me farewell. So goodbye to old Ireland, my parents and sweetheart, companions in arms, to forget you must try. I am proud of the honor, it was only my duty. For a hero I've lived, and a hero I'll die. Bold Robert Emmet, the darling of Erin. Bold Robert Emmet, he'll die with a smile. Farewell, companions, both loyal and daring. I lay down my life for the Emerald Isle.
There you have it, the story of Bold Robert Emmet. And we've got more Songs of Irish Rebellion coming right up, right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
Comes over the red blossomed heather, the green banners kissing the pure mountain air. Heads erect, eyes front, stepping proudly together. Freedom sits strong on each proud spirit there. Down the hill twining, their blessed steel shining, like rivers of beauty that flow from each glen. From mountain and valley, tis liberty's rally. Out and make way for the bold Fenian men.
We've men from the Nore, from the Shore and the Shannon. Let tyrants come forth, we'll bring force against force. Our pen is the sword and our voice is the cannon. Rifle for rifle and horse against horse.
We've made them all Saxon yield, many a red battlefield. God on our side, we will triumph again. Pay them back, woe for woe, give them back, blow for blow. Out and make way for the bold Fenian men.
Forefathers battled, our hills never echoed the tread of a slave. In many's a field where the leaden hail rattled, to the red cap of glory they marched to the grave.
And those who inherit their name and their spirit will march 'neath the banners of liberty then. All who love foreign law, native or Saxon, will stout and make way for the bold Fenian men.
There you have it, the bold Fenian men there by the Wolf Tones. The Fenians were a society, a secret society, during the 18th and 19th century who caused mayhem. Yes, mayhem in the eyes of the British. And they are the predecessors of the Irish Republican Brotherhood and then eventually the IRA. So they were keeping up the flame of rebellion in the 18th and 19th century. And that brings us to the Easter Rising in 1916. So let's start out here with the Dubliners and the Foggy Dew.
Thank you.
Star Morn to a city fair rode I. There are mad lines of marching men in squadrons passed me by. No fife did hum nor battle drum did sound its dread tattoo, but the Angelus bells o'er the Liffey swell rang out through the foggy dew. Right proudly high over Dublin town they hung out the flag of war. 'Twas better to die 'neath an Irish sky than at Sulva or Sudelbar. And from the plains of Royal Meath strong men came hurrying through, while Britannia's Huns with their long-range guns sailed in through the foggy dew. 'Twas Britannia bad our wild geese go, that small nations might be free. But their lonely graves are by Sulva's waves or the shore of the great North Sea. Oh, had they died by Pierce's side or fought with Talbrew, their names we would keep where the Fenians sleep 'neath the shroud of the foggy dew. But the bravest fell and the requiem bell rang mournfully and clear for those who died that Easter tide in the spring. At those fearless men, but few who bore the fight that freedom's light might shine through the foggy dew.
A great crowd had gathered outside of Kilmainham, with their heads all uncovered, they knelt on the ground. For inside that grim prison lay a brave Irish soldier, his life for his country about to lay down. He went to his death like a true son of Ireland. The firing party he bravely did face. Then the order rang out, present arms, fire. James Connolly fell into a red the black flag was hoisted, the cruel deed was over, gone was the man who loved Ireland so well. There was many a sad heart in Dublin that morning when they murdered James Connolly, the Irish. Many years Avril by. Since the Irish Rebellion, when the guns of Britannia, how loudly did speak, and the bold IRA boys stood shoulder to shoulder, and the blood from their bodies flowed down Sackville Street. The forecourts of Dublin, the English bombarded, the spirit of freedom they tried hard to quell. But above all the din came the cry, no surrender. 'Twas the voice of James Connolly, the Irish rebel.
My love, old Ireland is calling. I over Dublin, our tricolour flies. In the streets of the city, the foeman is falling, and we birds are whistling, old Ireland arise. For all around my hat I wear a tricolour ribbon, oh. All around my hat until death comes to me. And if anybody's asking me, why do I wear it? It's all for my own true love, I never playing and watching the dark hours passed over. The roar of the guns brought no message to me. I prayed for old Ireland, I prayed for my lover, that he might be saved and old Ireland be free. For all around my hat I wear a tricolored ribbon, oh. All around my hat until death comes to me. And if anybody's asking me, why do I wear it? It's all for my own true love I never more will see. The struggle was ended, they brought me the story. The last whispered message he sent unto me. I was true to my land, love, I fought for her glory, and gave up my life for to make Ireland free. For all around my hat I wear a tricolour ribbon, oh. All around my hat until death comes to me. And if anybody's asking me, why do I wear it? It's all for my own true love I never more will see.
In a dimly lit room by the smouldering fire sat an old man so lonely, so sad and so tired. Once he struggled for freedom, now he struggles to live, with his few small possessions and his past to relive. There's a faded old picture on the wall all alone, a dusty old picture, the pride of his home, with a harp and a shamrock, with these words underneath: Ireland unfree shall never be at peace. And his thoughts wander back to the days of his prime. Oh, it seems now there's nothing goes faster than time. To his comrades of old, and he remembers the day when he marched behind Pierce and the bold IRA.
There's a faded old picture on the wall all alone,
a dusty old picture, the pride of his home, with a harp and a shamrock, with these words underneath:
Ireland unfree shall never be at peace. And it's true, Easter week, and his thoughts wander back. Oh, those leaders of men sure no courage did lack. But now he's just left with his memories of old, for his name nor his story will ever be told.
There's a faded old picture on the wall all alone, a dusty old picture, the pride of his home, with a harp and a shamrock, with these words underneath:
Ireland unfree shall never be at peace. Gazed at the picture and he gave a sad smile, for each wrinkle and line told the struggle of time. Then he gazed once again and his eyes filled with tears, for the man in that picture was his friend Padraig Piers.
There's a faded old picture on the wall all alone, a dusty old picture, the pride of his home, with a harp and a shamrock, with these words underneath:
Ireland unfree shall never be at peace.
I write it out in a verse, McDonough and McBride, and Connolly and Pierce, now in time to come, wherever green is worn, are changed, changed utterly, a terrible beauty is born. That was William Butler Yeats in 1916 after the Easter Rising, and we heard tracks there from the Easter Rising. We started off with the Dubliners and Foggy Dew, moved on to Tony Malone and the Rapparees and James Connolly, then the Wolftones with Tri-Colored Ribbon, and finally ended up there with the Wolftones again and a song all about Padraig Pearse and Ireland Unfree. Well, in 1920, the British brought in some interim constables. They were known as the Black and Tans, and they were not well liked in Ireland. And here's a song all about them. Get out, ye Black and Tans.
I was born in a Dublin street where the loyal rum is to be.
Johnny, he'll run before us, and in the need that our
from the green and lovely lane to Killeshagh.
Fenian Sons there with Get Out Your Black and Tans, Dominic Band song. We move on to an IRA attack in 1957 on a B Special RUC post, and it involved a man named Sean South from Gary Owen.
It was on a chilly New Year's Eve as the shades of night came down. A lorry load of volunteers approached a border town. There were men from Dublin and from Cork, Fermanagh and Tyrone. But the leader was a Limerick man, Sean South from Gary Owen. As they marched along the street up to that barrack door, they scored the danger they would meet and the fate that lay in store. They were fighting for old Ireland's cause to claim their very own. And the foremost of that gallant band shot south from Gary Owen. But the sergeant, he spied their daring plan as he spied them through the door. With Sten guns and with rifles, a hail of death did pour. When that awful night was past, two men lay cold as stone. There was one from near the border and one from Gary Owen. No more he'll hear the seagulls cry or the murmuring Shannon tide, but he died beneath a northern sky. Oh, Handlin by his side, he has come to join that gallant band of Plunkett, Pierce and Tone. Another martyr for old Ireland, Sean South from Gary Owen. Another martyr for old Ireland, Sean South from Gary Owen.
There he is, Sean South from Gary Owen, Patsy Watchong. And we're going to end up here with a couple of songs and a nation. Once again, here is the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makeham. And I end up with the national anthem, the Soldier Song.
A nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland long above and steep. A nation once again.
And from that time through wildest woe, that hope has shone a far light, nor could love's brightest summer glow outshine that solemn starlight. It seemed to watch above my head in forum, field and fane. Its angel voice sang round my bed, a nation once again.
A nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland long a province be, a nation once again.
So as I grew from boy to man, I bent me to that bidding. My spirit of each selfish plan and cruel passion ridding. For thus I hoped someday to wait. Who can such hope be vain? When my dear country shall be made a nation once again.
A nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland long a province be, a
can't hear that she's your master. The hard part we tear on nothing from. And up high a bird of wild like Ian, a gale composed all sail. A dumb is great for lovely, lovely blame. Charlotte Connie, our enemy.
That's it for this hour of Celtic Cafe Radio. I hope you enjoyed the music as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, please tell a friend. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. Until we meet again, this is Mark Gallagher signing off. Slán lá. Celtic Cafe Radio is brought to you by Rockatoons Productions, home of IrishDJ.com. Don't forget to check us out on the web at CelticCafeRadio.com and like us on Facebook too.